From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A ceasefire goes into effect in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry declares it may be the last chance to preserve the country fractured by 5 years of civil war. He says it's too early to know if the ceasefire announced by the U.S. and Russia on Saturday will be effective.
I've been in public life for more than four decades now, and I have never seen a more complicated or entangled political and military, sectarian, somewhat religiously overtoned issue than what exists in Syria today. There are a bunch of wars going on, a bunch of different tensions between people.
Russia's foreign ministry says humanitarian aid to the Syrian city of Aleppo would start immediately. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says she is feeling fine and getting better as she recovers from pneumonia at her home outside New York City. Clinton canceled campaign appearances Monday and Tuesday in California. Medical ethicist Arthur Kaplan says Clinton's ailment should not be debilitating.
I think pneumonia is a common condition. It often is undiagnosed in people. It's something that you treat with antibiotics usually and rest and making sure that people have liquids. I don't think it's going to impair her in any way from running the campaign or assuming office.
Clinton had been diagnosed with pneumonia on Friday, but reporters had been kept in the dark about it. A spokesman said Monday the campaign could have handled the health issue better. The Croatian Democratic Union won parliamentary elections Sunday, but did not gain enough votes to rule without a coalition. Nearly complete returns show the Conservative Party winning 61 seats in the 151-member Croatian parliament. Now the Croatian Democratic Union will try to negotiate to form a coalition. This is VOA News.